I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. When I woke up this morning, it was 29 degrees out with a wind chill of 25. So, another day without metal detecting. Treasure hunting withdrawal is a major problem for many of us northerners for almost half of every year. You can only clean out your coil covers or simonize your detector's faceplates so many times. So what's a poor cold metal detecting nut to do? Well, it's time to go to the boards. And by boards, I mean the Internet Metal Detecting and Treasure Hunting chat boards. There I can talk to and joke with and teach and learn and sometimes argue, good-naturedly of course, with other metal detecting fanatics. In this show, we'll do a quick tour of the Internet discussion boards. I'll put a clickable list of the most popular boards in the program notes. So if you found this podcast in a roundabout way, you can find the list at thetreasurecorner.com. All one word, thetreasurecorner.com, and it's show number 68. First, there are two main types of discussion boards, the general purpose national or international boards that are for everybody, and the regional boards that are especially for treasure members in particular geographic areas. But most of these regional boards welcome members from anywhere, so you might want to check them out too, even if you don't live in their area. Both the national and the regional boards are divided into categories, so you can easily find what interests you. Let's take a look at some of the different discussion areas. Ready? Here we go with a list of typical chat board topics. New member introductions. Tips for newbies. Find a hunting buddy in your area. Coin hunting. Gold and silver prospecting. Beach hunting. Underwater hunting. Cache hunting. Relic hunting. Dowsing. Identifying mystery finds, the cash value of finds, metal detectors by brand, researching sites to hunt, getting permission to hunt, tips on using your detector, discussions of accessories, announcements of upcoming treasure hunts and club meetings, how to build or make your own treasure hunting accessories, archaeology, Indian arrowheads and other artifacts, bottles, coin collecting, post your own classified ad, post photos of your best finds. And many chat boards even have an off-topic section where you can discuss just about anything you want. No politics or religion, generally, though. Those topics invariably lead to arguments and flame wars, and everybody gets upset. Besides the national and regional chat boards, there's a third type of discussion group on the Internet, the news group type discussion list. This group is more like email. You don't post notes in a particular category. You just send your note on any treasure-related topic as an email to the group, and any member who so desires can answer you back. This is the way it was done in the early days of the Internet, and there are still quite a few people who prefer this method of communication. Many treasure hunters have never found these Internet boards, or maybe they've found one or two, but they don't realize there are so many more. So if you want to find a board, or if you already have a board or two and would like more, check out my list at thetreasurecorner.com, show number 68. And for more of my own articles about treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. Treasuremanual, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.